Okay, everyone, I have a question for you. If you had to make a choice, and you ask this question, would it be better to teach your children to be tough, or would it be better to teach them to be kind? Which would you go with? What would be your response? And you know what I'm going to ask you? Why? If you chose to say, oh no, if I have to choose between teaching my child to be tough or teaching my child to be kind in this world, I'm going to teach my child to be, and let's just say you chose tough. Why would you choose tough? What would lead you to that choice? On the other hand, if you say, well, hey, 21st century, I'm aware of what's going on. There are a lot of things that I see that I don't like. There are a lot of things I see and hear that concern me. But if I have to choose between teaching my child to be tough, teaching my child to be kind, I'm going to teach my child to be kind. Well, what would lead you to make that decision? Do you see any pros and cons to teaching your child to be tough? Do you see any pros and cons to teaching your child to be kind? Or do you only see advantages to teaching your child to be tough, or only advantages to teaching your child to be kind? Or do you only see your child, do you only see disadvantages to teaching your child to be tough, or do you only see disadvantages to teaching your child to be kind? I know, understandably, a lot of people have some concerns about the way this world is looking. You know, the way we see meanness on constant display. And let's just be honest about it. The people who are mean are stepping up their mean activities. I mean, they are stepping it up big time. People are getting meaner and meaner, less and less sensitive, harder and harder to reason with. But that being the case, if you look at it short term, let's break the questions down this way. If you look at it short term, and let's say you only consider the way things will go for the child in the next 5 years of the child's life, or the next 12 years of the child's life, or the next 25 years of your child's life, does that impact your choice to train your child to be tough or to train your child to be kind? On the other hand, if you look beyond 25 years, and maybe let's say you look even into, try to get a look into, even if it's just a brief glance, into eternity. Does that influence your decision as to whether you train slash teach your child to be tough or kind? Now, of course, part of the consideration here is, does it have to be just one or the other? Or is it possible that we can teach our children to be tough and kind? Or to flip that, is it possible for us to teach our children to be kind and tough? Now, and I do want to make the distinction now. When I say tough, I don't mean mean. I'm not saying, can we teach them to be kind and mean? All right, I'm not asking you, can we teach our children to be kind and nasty? Can we teach our children to be kind and ugly? That's not what I'm asking. No. So let's put meanness out of the equation. Let's take that completely out of the equation. Let's take ugliness completely out of the equation. Let's take nastiness completely out of the equation. Don't let that be anywhere in the picture. All right, so no matter how many, you know, that you're looking at that forest, doesn't matter how many trees are there, how many flowers are there, how many pine needles, don't let meanness, ugliness, or nastiness be anywhere in the picture, because I'm not considering any of that when I say tough. Can we teach our children to be kind and tough? Is it only possible to teach them to be one or the other? Now, here's another question to help us kind of explore this. In your own home, would you prefer that your children be kind or that they be tough? Now, think about this. For those of you who have children in the home right now, or you have had children in the home, did they ever get into any conflicts with each other? And did you ever find yourself wanting to explain to one of the children how to stand up for him or herself? But you didn't necessarily want that child to develop a habit of being nasty or mean about it or ugly about it. You just wanted them to learn the right way to stand up for him or herself if you saw that the other siblings were just walking all over that child. Well, I'll tell you what. This conversation that I'm having with two awesome ladies, Dr. Dale Atkins and Ms. Amanda Salzhauer, addresses that. They've written a book that's entitled The Kindness Advantage. And I'm telling you, they have some powerful principles to teach us from that book. So I'm going to bring that conversation to you. Stay with us. Right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.